Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Gospels today, John chapter 16, verses 21 and 22. Jesus said, "A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come, but when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So it is with you. Now is your time of grief," he told his disciples, "but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." During the births of our four children, I had two jobs, keeping a cool cloth on Lori's forehead and spooning crushed ice into her mouth. I started out as a breathing coach, but my he-he-he's were not well received for some reason, and I got fired early on in the first labor by a nurse. Now, I got to tell you, I like the title breathing coach much better than cool cloth boy or ice boy, but such is life. Labor was exhausting, and keeping the cool cloths and ice coming was not easy work, and I'm sure it wasn't easy for Lori either. But when each child was born and the doctor said, "It's a girl, it's a boy, it's a girl, it's a girl," our hearts melted in pure joy at God's blessing and miracle. Jesus knew that his disciples were getting ready to go through a tough stretch. He likened their emotions to the experience of a woman giving birth. His time on earth was drawing to a close. The disciples would see him go through excruciating pain. In fact, the word excruciate means out of the cross, reserved for those being crucified. It would seem that God had taken away the power of the one who ruled over nature and sickness and death. But then, on the third day, you know what happened. Jesus rose from the dead. There was new life. Great joy replaced great anguish. He was exactly who he said he was. All his words were true. Well, you may be experiencing a difficult time, a time of pain and grief. The same promise Jesus gave to his disciples, he repeats to you. So hang on. Don't give up. Trust him. Cling to him. He replaces anguish with great joy. Father, thank you for your promises. Help me to hold on during difficult times. Hold me in the anguish, and then release me to your great joy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.